Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is John Batchelor from a conversation with Joseph Vumeyer, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, about the mysteries behind the deployment by Brazil of an armored unit at the border with Guyana and Venezuela, by the deployment of military units along the Guyana-Venezuela border by Caracas, by Venezuela. What is to be done? The area in dispute is called Essequibo. It's left from British colonial negotiations at the end of the 19th century. It's large. It's largely uninhabited. It's two-thirds, three-quarters of the very small country of Guyana, formerly British Guyana. Less than 1 million people worldwide. However, there is a discovery of an offshore oil deposit, a great treasure. Light sweet crude, 11 billion barrels are mentioned sometimes. The United Kingdom has sent a corvette, a British warship, to patrol the waters off of Guyana. What we're looking at here is building towards a confrontation, an annexation. And Joseph Vumeyer provides some information that's critical to understand what we're observing, why there was an arrest of a blogger in Venezuela. You will recall Iran has very good relations with Caracas, has sent gasoline to Caracas, sent warships to Caracas, those fast attack boats. Joseph puts it all together. We're looking at the gathering of storm clouds on the coast of South America, driven by bad actors, not just Caracas and Brasilia, but also Moscow, Tehran, Beijing, especially Tehran. This is a city and a region dominated by Hezbollah bad actors shipping arms and other instruments of terror into the hands of Nicolas Maduro. It can read like a novel, but the gathering storm. Here's Joseph to explain.
I'll get into that in a second, John, but I think it's first important to give us a little bit more context to what's happening on the border with Venezuela and Guyana. We spoke of this many times on the show, and essentially I've said repeatedly since last September that Maduro is planning to invade Guyana. That's still the case. He obviously met with President Irfan Ali last December, and tensions cooled down a little bit. But as we know Maduro to be, his word is not very strong. And so any commitments that he makes through a dialogue can easily be broken when he decides to act. You could juxtapose this with also his, what people have been claiming now, the reneging on the Barbados Agreement. The Barbados Agreement was an agreement that Maduro got into many years ago, a couple years ago, that said that he was going to allow all opposition candidates to run in a future Venezuelan election. Well, he broke the Barbados Agreement by not allowing Maria Corina Machado, the leading opposition candidate, to participate in this upcoming election. So if he doesn't acknowledge the Barbados Agreement, there's nothing that suggests he's going to acknowledge any other type of agreement that he set with Guyana in December. What's that context mean? That context means that all Maduro was doing in December was buying time. He was buying time to get more armament from Iran, to get more support from Russia and China, to get better prepared for an incoming invasion of Guyana. Now, the invasion is going to have a lot of asymmetric warfare elements to it, but the beginning of that is to start to persecute anybody that tries to interfere with that invasion. And that's where I'm going to turn to Rocio San Miguel. Rocio San Miguel is an analyst, researcher in Venezuela. She manages an NGO. I just full disclaimer, I know her personally. She's spoken at SFS events in the past. And she's most known for her analysis of the military, of the Venezuelan armed forces. And her last tweet that she gave, I think, suggests why she was actually arrested by the Maduro regime. Because her last tweet was a call to basically claim and to accuse the Maduro regime of not being in sovereign control of the country because they're not taking care of sovereign territory, most notably a port called La Guaira, which is near the Venezuela-Guyanese border. One of the things that came out recently was this article from the Wall Street Journal that talked about how Maduro's pre-positioning military assets along the border, and they talked about this port, La Guaira. The reason that that port is very critical is because that's where the Maduro regime's military is stationing its fast attack craft, the small boats, the same boats that the Houthis have used to harass vessels in the Red Sea. Those same boats are in Venezuela, and they're at a port near the border with Venezuela-Guyana. The Wall Street Journal article showed satellite imagery of those boats. If you compare that with what Rocio San Miguel said, I believe the Maduro regime is persecuting her because they can accuse her of being a spy, giving sensitive military information to U.S. authorities that was put out in this Wall Street Journal article. So that's how it all kind of ties together, John. But what it is a preparatory step of persecution prior to Venezuela's impending invasion of Guyana.
More of this later. Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.